Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Despite steps taken by city leaders to discourage gathering, a sixth night of protests continued in Los Angeles overnight. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
LA Mayor Karen Bass issuing a curfew for downtown LA that could last several days, hoping it'll stop vandalism and looting of businesses.
Law enforcement will arrest individuals who break the curfew, and you will be prosecuted.
But protesters continue to pour into the streets of downtown LA. And when hundreds of protesters briefly blocked traffic on the 101, police pounced.
The Los Angeles curfew has now been lifted. Anti-ICE protests taking place on Tuesday in many cities, including New York, Chicago, Milwaukee, Atlanta, and Boston. Tesla CEO Elon Musk appears to be having a change of heart about what he's posted about President Trump. He went on X saying he regrets some of his past posts. Slight rise in inflation on a month-to-month basis, the government says. This is ABC News. Pro-Trump and anti-Trump candidates facing off in the state of New Jersey in the governor's race. Jack Cinerelli thanked fellow Republicans for electing him.
And to our most well-known part-time New Jersey resident who honored me with his endorsement and strong support, thank you, President Donald J. Trump.
Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill beat out five other Democrats and says she's up for the job.
As a mom of four teenagers, you guys know I am not going to put up with the incompetent, whiny nonsense coming from aggrieved MAGA Republicans.
General Motors is set to spend about $4 billion at three facilities in the U.S. to ramp up production ahead of gas-powered vehicles. One of those plants had been slated to start building electric trucks next year, the move raising questions about GM's plans to produce gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Happy Father's Day to all those wonderful dads out there. Celebrate your dad. Great gift ideas for dad, granddads, stepdads, or godfathers from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high temperature of 85 today. It'll be partly sunny. There'll be a slight chance of a shower. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Locally heavy rain possible. A low of 59. Thursday, variable clouds and cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 74. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of some showers and thunderstorms. A low of 56. Friday, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms continuing. A high of 79. Are you experiencing any of the following? rotator cuff, or chronic shoulder pain, knee pain that won't go away, maybe even facing a knee replacement, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain, call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO, in the studio with us live is Carrie Stoltz, Richland District Communications and Marketing Director, and in the studio to talk about some deadlines, some cool things that have happened, some things that will happen, and happy summer vacation.
Thanks, yeah. Right? It's crazy. It's a whole different feel in the building without the kids there, and it seems impossible. It's just a week ago that school got out. But man, they hit the ground running on so many things so quickly, and there's like so much going on. It's different without the kids there, but there's a lot of work to do still.
And a lot of times the kids are still involved in some summer activities.
They are. Yeah, the kids are. I happened to see the, I think, 5:30 a.m. workout crew there running hills this morning, and they're getting after it. So it's a lot of sports are doing stuff. They can do... They can have organized team activities, I think it's called. So like all the fall sports are doing stuff, getting ready to hit the ground running with their teams when come fall.
Isn't that something? Wow. Yeah. How quickly time goes by, and you've been at it now over a year.
Yep, right? Just over.
Has your job description changed any during that time?
It's when I took the job, I remember John Bosworth told me, he's like, this job is a mile wide and you can't do everything. So you got to like decide what you want to do. And so just trying to get it all in there or really prioritize the things that are really important to the district or things that I think our community really would love to hear about or love to see or love to know about. And I've said it before, and a lot of these things were happening in the district before, just maybe people didn't know about them in quite the same way. So hopefully I've had a little piece in making that a little more known and making our community understand how much we appreciate them and how much they support us and in big and small ways, just supporting the school district and really being a part of preparing our kids for the future and making sure that they have just the best education they can.
I think it's always a cool thing when the seniors do their annual parade through downtown, and they did that a couple of weeks ago.
They did. It was awesome. We did. I was able to capture a lot of it, and then we did kind of a time capsule sort of thing, a time machine. If people have seen it on social media, the pre-Kers and the kindergartners go in and the seniors come out. And it really is an interesting video to watch and just think of, you know, all of that time that goes by. And we had the little Hornet banner up, and they're Hornets. They're with us for that whole time. So they come in, you know, as these little tiny things. And we had 4K graduation. They're just these little guys and just starting their journey. And then to see the seniors kind of walk out the other side, it was really cool. Neat moment. And I know the seniors had so many things going on and they were so busy, but taking the time out to walk through the community and walk through all the schools and parade through those hallways. It was a really cool moment.
Yeah. It was a successful spring sports season as well, Carrie.
It was. Yeah. The softball girls, we were, Connor sent me a video. The baseball team is on the bus. And I think it was after a loss. I think it was after their regional loss. And the girls were playing that night too. And they're listening to you on the radio, like call it. And they have all their phones or whatever tuned into WRCO. And then they hear that the girls have got the win. And this just huge cheer erupts in their bus. And it was awesome to hear. And then they came back. And then the fire trucks were there to meet the girls when they came back. And it was a really cool moment to see. And to see the girls just so excited and so happy. And I mean, you know, they didn't quite get where they wanted to get this year, but man, they've got so much talent and it's a young team and so exciting to see where the future is going to take those girls. And they did great. They did so awesome. It was such a source of pride. There's a big banner in the high school cafeteria that they're the regional champs, and they just have the biggest smiles on their faces in that photo, and we're so proud of them. They did great.
Nice to put something else in the trophy case, that's right. For sure. And the other thing is that it's proof that you can turn things around because they only won a couple of times,
right.
last year.
Yeah, really quick, yeah. Really quick. You can turn things around, and I mean Kyrie's was awesome, and I think Carly is going to. Has some tournament she's playing in that's like an honor tournament or something like that. So they really had a great season and great teamwork. And you just would see it on the bus even. They were sending them off to one of their games and they're all hanging out the bus waving and excited, happy, big smiles on their faces. And it was really a team effort. They did a great job putting that team together. Real big congrats to the coaches and the girls. They did great.
Well, it was fun to watch them because they were just like, they were like kids, you know, basically, you know, having fun and things like that. And that's what it's all about, right? It's supposed to be fun.
It was. Yeah. I think they had a blast. So and you just, you could see it on their faces every time. So, yep.
And the track teams finished well?
They did, yeah. So it was actually, for us, it was dance recital weekend. And Maddie Huber, just by the skin of her teeth, made it to her dance recital on Saturday because she was throwing. So, I mean, a huge shout out to her for it. All these kids are just so involved and they do so many things so well. They're just great. But, yeah, Maddie did great. She got 10th, 4x200, I think, got 8th. And the 4x4 ended up 15th. So, I mean, that's in the state. It was a great day for them. They had gorgeous weather and really made the most of the time there. And it was how great to send two relays and an individual event. You know, it was awesome. And we had sectionals. I think we had three or four more that were there. So it was really, really awesome season for our track team. And you know, cross country will come around here just in a minute for our runners. And we're happy to see them all on the track and really, really succeeding at what they're doing. It was a great season for all of the teams.
That's funny. I did not know that about Maddie Huber having to make it back for dance recital, but her event is like the last one, you know, and because we were watching back here watching to see when it would finish, and I didn't realize that she was pressed for time.
She was on time crunch. Yeah, I think there were calls coming back and forth with, we're almost there, we're 5 minutes out, and I don't know what they did to get her in her costume quickly, but and props to them all. So
she made it.
She made it.
Sigh of relief as she hit the stage.
Right? It was great, yeah.
Oh, and another thing going on this weekend, FFA is at state convention.
They're at state convention. I heard from Jenna that they have some things in the works. I think they left yesterday or the day before. So I hope they're doing great. I hope they're having a great time. Those kids are just awesome, awesome kids. They do so much through the year. I mean, from the plant sale and taking care of the animals in the shed. And that program is just is really, really an asset to our school and our district and even the farming community in general, to have those kids able to come out to the farms, and some of them work or some of them just help out. Even, I mean, the farmer lunches, they love that community and they really have a heart for it. And that vice versa, that community has a heart for those kids too. And it's really, really neat to see how much community involvement comes out of the FFA program. And Jenna does a great job, Ms. Fetting, sorry, does a great job with it, with supporting it all and keeping a lot of balls in the air with, with all the things going on there. So yeah, we hope they're having a great time. And hopefully we'll have an update soon from them on how everything went and they can hear all about the great stuff that they did while they were there.
I think they may be even up for some awards, too, if I heard
I think
right.
so, too. I wouldn't know exactly what they are, but I'm hoping she sends me a video or some pictures.
We'll find that out later. Speaking of awards, your intermediate school was recently honored.
We did, yeah. So Lisa sent out an email, I think, on Friday, and I think she just found out on Friday, too. The DPI awarded them as School of Distinction, I think is the right right words for it. So yeah, the intermediate school was awarded in two categories for their good work. And I think it's a year late. So it's the 23-24 school year, if I'm correct. And yeah, the governor has a plaque that they get and really are awarded for the good work that they're doing there with their kids, just on the progress that they're making in general and really pushing our kids forward. And I mean, that middle grades are hard. There's a lot of change that happens for kids from being, you know, the littles and not quite high schoolers. And so it's a big time for kids in their lives. There's a lot of change for them just in themselves, and then a lot of change with academics too, like really kind of becoming more focused on your studies. And it's not so much about coloring the pretty picture now. We really want to make sure that we have the skills that they need to move on to their future, and that they are prepared for high school and really kind of know what they want to do. So big congratulations to Mrs. Brown and her staff as they are even being recognized at the state level for the good work that they're doing at the intermediate school.
And you've been able to do some things within in the district, you know, kind of branching out a little bit and, you know, doing some different forms of education.
Yeah, it's more at the high school level, but actually our online program is all the way from 4K to 12th grade. So that is kind of started with the ROA program a couple years ago, and then it has kind of morphed this year. We're calling it Hive. So it is home-based instructor-facilitated virtual education is the mnemonic. And we've got two teachers this year who are going to support that program. I think that was one of the things that really kind of came out of the ROA program and trying to build on that was really that knowledge that we needed to have some instructors who were really focused on supporting that program and supporting those learners. And so we have two. So Amanda Lewig was actually at the Community 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. So she is going to be supporting our younger grades, the 4K through, I think, fifth grade. There's kind of a question on exactly where that line is going to be. And so she's going to support those younger ones who are in that virtual program. And she is, if you have not met Amanda, she is full of ideas and full of energy and so excited for the program. She's actually worked in virtual education for younger students before, I think with Wisconsin Virtual Academy. And so she really has a heart for virtual learning and tons of great ideas on how to support families and kids as they do that. And then our other instructor for kind of the 6 through 12 is Robin Dickman. So she was at Southwest Tech supporting their kids in person and virtual. And then she was also used to be a board member for the Richland School Board. So she had to resign that post so that she could become a teacher in the district. And we're really excited to have her and help support students who prefer online learning and want that, but also can use some support. And Robin's got just a vast amount of knowledge about future planning and really like making sure that no matter what educational path you choose, whether it's like online or partner or in-house or whatever, she really has a great knowledge for making sure that the path you take prepares you for where you want to go and make sure that our kids are ready to move into what they want to do in their futures, whether that's college or trade school or a job or whatever, sky's the limit. that they really have the tools and the skills that they need to be able to accomplish those goals. So we're really excited to have them. Hive is taking applications right now if that's something that someone's interested in. We also have the Partner School and the RC program, which is that small school within a school environment. That's at all three buildings. So if anyone's looking at alternative educations options for their kids for this next year, please give the district a call, jump online, check out the website, reach out to either of the Hive teachers if you are looking at online options, and they would love to help you out, kind of figure out what's the best choice for your student.
I think that's a great hire for the district. Both women have experience in the field, but also know the area pretty well.
Yeah, they're great. It's Robin was in our office even this morning, so they are really like ready to hit the ground running and ready to support these kids and really excited to see what this program can bring and do. We all of our alternative options have kind of started small, and that's really where we've had the most success. Partners started, I think, with 12 students a couple years ago. They're up to 40 now, and Hive will be probably similar. We can support more than we're kind of taking on this year. But that one particularly is lucky because we kind of built on the ROA program. So these two women, they really just came in ready to roll, and that program is ready to get rolling quickly and really support these students in the way they prefer to learn. So the tagline that we're using with Hive is learning anywhere, achieving everywhere. So we really believe that our students can do that and are set to be successful no matter where they are.
Very good. And you had a change of leadership at intermediate school.
We did, well, ironically, right? In the intermediate.
Right.
So Lisa, Mrs. Brown, who has been really instrumental in doing things that are getting recognized at the state level even, she has decided that she's going to move within the district. So she is actually going to be the director of our new behavioral academy. And then Mr. Armijo is going to be our new intermediate school principal. He is coming from one of the middle schools in the Wisconsin Dells area. So he will be joining us officially on, I think, July 1st. And Lisa will be kind of rolling into the behavioral academy. So just another option that we have for our kiddos. She really has a heart for the high needs learners that we have in our district. And again, that program will start small this year. I think they're, you know, planning on maybe 5 or 6 students for that program, but we do anticipate it growing as we learn and grow, you know, with those students and really kind of figure out how to best support our children's social, emotional, and behavioral needs while also supporting their learning and doing whatever we can to help those kids have the future they want and the success that they need, and really making sure that we offer every learner every opportunity to really design their future and become, you know, the upstanding community members that also support our school in the future. So it's amazing to see the levels of support that are within the district and the way they work so well together and so hard for every student. I'm blown away, not coming from education. It is mind-boggling the amount of work and the amount of care that goes into every single student in the Richland School District, and could not be more proud of the people that we work with and the work that's done every day.
You mentioned up to 40 now with a partner school.
Yeah.
Those are good numbers from humble beginnings.
I know. It's right? Really awesome. And they do such a great job. Kim Siefkes over there. And I'm not going to remember A's name right off the bat. They really support those kids wonderfully. And I mean, they did these presentations I got to sit on and on a day of them of what the projects are. So it's project-based learning. So really picking a project and really running with it. And I think Sherry mentioned like one kid was working on a novel, and they've done, they did like snowmobile repair or putting snowmobiles together. And they build all this stuff that was at the locker over Christmas. They had the cutting boards and the some knitted goods. And it's really amazing the things that these kids can do. And they, maybe a traditional classroom environment just wasn't the best fit for them. But man, those kids are brilliant and doing things I could never do. A lot of like with their hands and even just with their minds, they learn in such a unique way and such an incredible way. And it is really amazing to see the work that is done for kids who, you know, in a previous generation may have been identified as can't sit still or struggles to concentrate or any of those things, to see these kids really dive into these projects and put together even wonderful presentations about what they're doing and speak eloquently and passionately about the projects that they're putting together or the work that they're doing. I mean, some of them will go out into the community and work. It's really fantastic to see that level of support. And it's something that didn't exist when I was in school, I don't even think. And so to be on kind of the cutting edge of that and the leading edge of supporting kids in the best way possible and really, I mean, making their futures what they envision their future to be and supporting that is awesome. It's really a great place to be.
I know, of course, they took over the old East Hall on campus. Is there a point where there's a number where they have to cut it off? I mean, it seems like it'd be plumb full, but maybe not.
So they do have like a morning session and afternoon session. So there's seldomly all the kids in that building. And then they did a deck project, or maybe are still in project in the middle of that project to kind of build some outdoor space that they can utilize there. That's a great problem to have. Yeah. Hopefully we can cross that bridge once that bridge is completed. We can cross that bridge when we get there. But so far they're using every inch of that space that they can, but I think they're using it well. So,
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
We have more to talk about here coming up. We have some summer deadlines as well with the Richland District, and we'll discuss that coming up next with Carrie Stoltz from the Richland School District.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month, a great time to give up smoking for good. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is here to support you. When you stop smoking, you break the grip of so many diseases. COPD, cardiovascular issues, and cancer are all linked to smoking. We know tobacco has a way of taking over your life, but there is hope. Call the Richland Hospital and Clinics for an appointment to talk with a provider.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Leland Melvin, and I travel to space twice as a NASA astronaut. Space technologies help protect our precious Earth. Space helps us monitor changes in carbon emissions, track the pace of climate change. It even helps us fight natural disasters. Make sure that you get out to your local science museum or go to spaceforall.us to explore and learn about space and science. Space is for all.
Kerry Stoltz, representing the Richland School District, is in our studio today to give us an update on the many things going on here. We hit the ground running in the summertime, and let's talk a little bit about a construction update. Can you give us anything?
Yeah, the primary school is under construction. I asked Mr. Jones about taking some photos over there the other day, and he goes, well, you have to watch a safety video and you're going to need a hard hat. So if it is off limits for just about anyone, unless you've done those things, we have been working with Nexus on our construction plans. The teachers had to clear out for a large chunk of them, had to pack up all their rooms and stuff like that. So they did that before they left for the year. And as of Monday, that building was off limits. And I have not seen it with my own two eyes, but there are, I think, more than 100 construction guys kind of out there working on the project every day. There's walls coming out and ceilings coming out, and yeah, it's probably a bit of a disaster and a mess right now. As anyone who's gone through a remodel knows, you got to break some eggs before you can make the omelet. But but it should be great, and it's really exciting. To the renderings and stuff that we've seen are really wonderful, and it'll be a great place for our kids to learn. So we're excited. We take, you know, get rid of some of the problems, the sinking classrooms and all of that. Air conditioning is coming in. The library is torn apart. So we are definitely in the cracked eggs sort of portion of the project, but it is going to be just an awesome, awesome place for our kids to learn.
Now, I know the goal is to try to start wrapping it up toward the start of school, but I'm guessing that that other plans are made.
Right, very much.
Because construction projects, you just never know.
You never know, and we'll see how nice Mother Nature is to us on all of that stuff. You just can't control the weather and the timing and all of that. So all of our teachers are prepared to come back. There's contingency plans made. Mrs. Hardy has been just wonderful and fantastic about that. We've probably had 5 or 6 contingency plans, and so just kind of working around that. Even the summer, there's a few staff members that work in the primary school over the summer, and some of them moved to the high school, and some of them are in kind of this little section of the building that's not under construction. But everybody has been so gracious in their flexibility and really being flexible and being able to, you know, switch on a dime. And even the teachers kind of coming back, it's, well, you might have a classroom or you might be on a cart, but either way, you will make it work. And they've all been just wonderful about it and really understanding and being able to change plans or, you know, have maybe pieces that they would normally have in their classroom that are in storage that they say, okay, I can wait on that, or, you know, pull in different things at the necessary time, or there's a big trailer out there that's holding a lot of stuff, and construction is proceeding as quickly as possible, but we do anticipate starting the year with a little construction still left to go, but mm-hmm. hopefully it'll be over quick and we can all enjoy the beautiful space.
It's a good problem to have there.
It's a great problem to have. And again, our community supported our referendum and really saw the work that needed to happen there. And we cannot be more grateful for the community support that we receive again and again in all the ways. And a big part of that is the referendum and being able to make these buildings what they need to and should be for our kids. So if we have not said it enough, the district has not said it enough, I have not said it enough, thank you. Thank you to our community for supporting us. We appreciate it more than you know.
What about summer bingo? I know we've talked about that
before.
Are
you going to participate, Phil?
Tell me how.
So we sent all the kids home this summer. And if you did not receive a card and are interested in participating, all of the district offices, all the building offices and the district office have copies. So we are starting an initiative with our kids. We want them to have a great summer, relax, and get a little time, you know, to do what they want to do. And if that's, you know, watching a screen or that kind of thing, we want them to be able to do that. But we are encouraging our kids to have a screen-less summer, so less screens. And so the idea behind these little bingo cards, it's got like 24 activities that you can do that are screenless. One is to listen to a radio show. So plug for Phil and W.
I like that one.
You're going to cross that one off right away. So just a bunch of different things that kids can do throughout the summer and that families can do too throughout the summer that just encourage our kids to have some fun without a screen or phone or iPad. Really enjoy their family and the family time that they have together. And so anyway, when kids do one, they can cross it off and then they can turn these in at super registration or the first week of school, and they will go into a drawing for a prize pack, which includes some family activity tickets as well. So really encouraging our kids to just try and get off the devices a little bit more this summer and try some of the fun things that are around town and just enjoy their summer with some more real world fun.
Yes. So. I love some of the suggestions on the bingo card too, not just the radio thing.
Thought you might like that one.
make funny voices by talking into a fan. I mean, these are just fun things of summer.
They're just fun summer activities.
Frisbee golf, yeah. Chase fireflies.
I know, right?
Hey, man, that's awesome.
So hopefully it gives parents and kids some ideas of fun things they can do. And if families want to grab their phones real quick and take a picture and send it to me at the district, I will be happy to post it on our social pages and just kind of highlight for our community what our families are doing this summer. So yeah, just a fun activity and no pressure, but just some ideas for making our kids a little screen less.
Yeah, I like it. There's an opening on the school board. We've been talking about that this week.
Yeah, so we've had like a little bit of turnover. Robin obviously couldn't be a board member and also an employee, but we do have an opening right now, and that is in Area 3, which is the east portion of the district. So I had to write it down because I don't know super well, but so it's Henrietta, Orion, Rockbridge, Richland, Buena Vista, and Willow townships are the townships that someone would have to live in if they were interested in filling that position. They have to be 18, have to be within the Richland Center School District, which I think all of those are completely, but on the off chance that there's a boundary line there. If you are interested in participating, the form that you need to fill out is also on the website and in the district office. So you can grab one of those. They are due by noon on July 11th, I want to say. So somewhere in there. So if you're interested in serving on our school board and really being a part of what makes the district run, we would love to have you apply. And they'll fill out, this term will complete with the next election, which is spring 26, if I'm not mistaken. So it's you can rerun if it's, you know, something you love. And we would love to get new voices and new people included in our school board and really working kind of behind the scenes. I hate to say it, the school board, we were talking about the other day how to describe a school board member's role, and the image of a clock kind of came to mind, right? There are those cogs that are just working in the background, and it doesn't work without the cogs running, but it's such a valuable and important piece of our district, and it's a big commitment, and we really appreciate all of the people who have stepped up. Our new members are Brian Miller. He filled a role, and then Jill Sharp. She actually had her first regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, so she was sworn in at a special meeting earlier. But we have just one spot open, but it is Area 3 if anyone is interested in applying for that.
And they have a little time to make that decision.
Yep, too. So it'll be in the newspaper for a couple weeks. Just the way the board meetings rolled out had a little extra time. So if you're thinking about it or have questions, please call the district. We would love to help answer those or get you the forms that you need. And yeah, we would love to have you serve on our board.
Is it too late to sign up for summer school?
It is not. It is not too late to sign up for summer school, but it is coming right up. So Friday is actually the deadline for the primary and intermediate summer school sessions. Those are happening at the high school. Kind of hard to do at the primary school this year. Yeah. There's two sessions for summer school. The first one is July 7th through the 17th, and the second one is July 28th through August 2nd, August 7th. So the kids usually have a lot of fun with it. My daughter actually helped with it last year, and they had a little water fight on the last day of summer school. That was really fun. It is great for the kids to kind of keep those skills up, really avoid that summer slide. Also kind of be with their peers and have fun. I know they had Spanish last year, and it was really, really fun. The kids were outside, a lot of manipulative play, a lot of outdoor play, a lot of one-on-one attention, a lot of reading, a lot of just really fun times. And there's some really great high schoolers who help out and volunteer with it too. And the teachers, they have a really great time. And I, you know, summer school, but they're learning and also having fun. So if you have a student that you think would benefit from it and you're interested in it, yes, that is on the website. There was a letter that went home as well. And if you have any questions, do not hesitate to call the district. We'll be happy to answer those for you. The district's number is 649-HIVE. So if we can help out with anything, that deadline is June 13th. So coming up on Friday, and we'll see. We'd love to see your kiddo.
What about summer meals?
Those actually pick up tomorrow for the first time.
Okay.
So if you signed up by the deadline, then your first pickup is tomorrow from 11 to 4. And it's at the high school. And the food service ladies are so fantastic. I cannot say enough great things about them. They're so excited to see the kids. So if you have a minute to pop in with your kids and have them say hi, or, you know, write their name on the sheet or whatever, they would love to see you. They love to see the kids. Have them come in. And pick up. It'll start then. If you have not signed up already, you can still do so. Your first pickup would then be the 26th, I want to say, whatever, not next Thursday, but the next one is. But we have a goal to do 100,000 meals, and we're getting close. So if you are interested in your child participating in the summer food service program, please give us a call or shoot an email, however you want to get a hold of us. We do need just a pinch of information from families, child's name, age, and then like if they have any food allergies or anything like that, because we can work with really anything. We have kids who have dairy intolerances, celiac, nut allergies. Our staff can work with anything, so don't let that be a hindrance if you are concerned about a food allergy in your family. Our staff is wonderful. Again, I cannot say enough great things about those ladies, but if you are interested in participating, please give us a call, send us an email. We would love to include your family in that goal of 100,000 meals for our kids this summer.
Yeah, that is awesome. And growing. I mean, that's really grown that program over the last few years.
Yeah, it's really great. And you don't have to have kids in school. So even if you've got a baby or a toddler at home, so just sign up. Live in the district, and you can participate. So it's fun. I mean, my kids do it, and it was it's fun. There's lots of great stuff in there, and it's fun to kind of see what it is. And some things I would never buy for them in real life.
Maybe they'll learn to like it.
I know, right? They do. Yeah. And then there's also things that, like, we used as a family. So there's, like, a lot of, like, vegetables and things like that we would put in. I remember making pot pies out of the mixed vegetables one time. So it kind of becomes almost a game for the older kids, too, to, like, how can you use these things? And maybe you have your own little personal chop tonight or something mm-hmm. in your house. So, yeah, it's fun. So Jody and her team just, they really do a great job. And they love the program and seeing the kids and really supporting our kids through the summer. And I mean, a lot of people participate, which is great, but also making sure that our kids have the nutrition that they need over the summer. And yeah, it's really a great program. So we're excited to be continuing it.
Another program that doesn't take the summer off is the band. And we're going to see them this weekend at the parade, too.
Yeah, it will be. So I think the seniors are gone and flown. Grown and flown. I don't think many of them are coming back, although I'm sure Mr. Barnes would love to see them. I was telling Phil that their senior gift to him is hanging up in his band room. I saw it the other day, this huge flag that says "We are Americans," because he likes to joke with the kids.
His line was, "We're not Russian."
We're not Russian.
Meaning yeah. they were playing too fast.
So, right? So the high school band may look a little small because the eighth graders former eighth graders will still be playing with the middle school band as kind of their last assignment with the middle school. And then 9 through 11 will be marching this weekend. But yeah, I saw them. They had full band rehearsal on Tuesday. They were all in there. Mr. Barnes is at his stand and was controlling the room just perfectly. And it's fantastic to see all these kids participating, even over the summer. It's summer, but our kids are still hard at work and still doing great things. And we love to see all the involvement that's happening. Yeah, I mean, our office is, even the kids are gone, but there's kids there all the time, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks for the update. I know we're going to get another update next week, the end of next week. So we'll find out what's going on.
Hopefully we can have FFA give us a little love and explain all the things that they won or how their convention went. And so we'll see if we can pull a couple of those kids over.
All right. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks so much, Phil.
You bet. Carrie Stoltz joining us from the Richland District Communications and Marketing Director. In a moment, we'll get Bill Miller on the line. We'll have a little bit of an update on his concert coming up Friday night in Richland Center. Stay with us.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support.
Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Bill Miller will be joining us soon in Richland Center, a musician of worldwide acclaim, and we're just so lucky to have him coming back to Richland Center. Bill, has it been a good year since the last time we've talked?
Yeah, it's been a great year in a lot of ways, and it's also continual change in my life as far as my health is getting better, way better, and I'm seeing things from a different point of view. I can now park at my tribal. I'm up here near my reservation today, but I can now park in the tribal elder parking zone. Hello. Nice.
Does that mean you crossed over another birthday, another plateau?
Yeah. I just turned 70, and I'm like, I don't feel it. Some days I do, but most of the time the music is such a healer. And I want to tell you this. To come back to Richland Center is going to be great. I just came back for the Whammy Awards, and that was an honor to be honored by them, Wisconsin Association for Music Industry, in the Hall of Fame. But the thing is that I didn't pursue that award. What I'm still pursuing is the gifts of vision and belief, people that believe in me. They're all from Wisconsin. I mean, it just started here, and I'm not saying it's going to end here, but the state still means a lot to me, the little gigs. I get a lot of big shows. In fact, I'm flying out in about a week or so to go out to Arizona to play, or New Mexico, to play for the Apache tribe on a big reconciliation concert. But this one in Richland Center, it's just a sweet gig. I invite you all to bring your family, whatever you need to do, but I hope you're there.
It's amazing how life kind of circles around, and this is kind of back in your home stomping ground a little bit where your music career began, isn't it, Bill?
Correct. That area is where Roddy Dahl was opening up for me. He was in a band called Morning Star with me, and I was in a band called, I thought it was cool, I was 18, Skyscraper. We were the cover band, and I thought, what a cool name, we'll be big time now, Skyscraper. Not. But we were just, I was with John Drake and Dean Olsen, and we were with, the Gays Mill, Soldiers Grove guys, and I loved the people there, the farming communities, the Norwegian families that took me. To me, it was about music, but it was about life. It was the foundation of who I am today. It wasn't a drug culture, alcohol abuse. It wasn't a bizarre city where the city overtook me. It was the country. It was the glacial lands of Wisconsin. It's the fishing and apple trees and the orchards near Gays Mills. And I don't know. I got good memories. Never left me.
When you were playing with Skyscraper, what instrument did you play? I presume you weren't playing the flute in the band at that time, or were you?
No. I didn't play the flute until later in my life. I ended up meeting a guy who taught me how to play the flutes, and he gifted me, and I learned from four elders near Ashland, Wisconsin, Bad River, where I was, and they taught me how to play the flute. This was in 1975. But when I was playing with the band, I played a Les Paul that I bought at Dahlberg's Music in La Crosse, which is no longer existent, and bought it for $600, and I ended up selling it in 1978 to Roger Fisher from Hart. He came through La Crosse, and I needed to pay my rent, so I sold that guitar. I wish I would have never sold that Les Paul. But no, I played through a Marshall amp. I was playing rock and roll cover tunes with Skyscraper and Morningstar, and we had fun.
Were there some songs that you look back there? I know you're a cover band. Were there some songs that were influential for your later years?
Not really. Because the stuff we covered was the drinking songs.
Oh, yeah.
Not the only one that we did, which we didn't do. I did it on my own. I did some Hendrix stuff later on acoustically, and I didn't play with the band. It was All on the Watchtower. Dylan was creeping in. Neil Young was creeping in. But unfortunately, at that time, we played these deer hunting bars, and they wanted to hear Freebird or Kiss or whatever. And it was like, okay, I'm sick of Freebird now, but just we were doing cover bands. It just you got to go with the whatever cheese sandwich these people want. That's how we got paid. But my influence was on my days off, and I would listen to Neil Young, and then one of the biggest artists that and I don't do style like him, but that sort of stopped me in my tracks. I had a friend who owned a independent record store with foreign music, and he said, "You got to listen to these other acts from England." And he said, "Listen to this guy. His name is Nick Drake." I go, "What is this stuff?" It was borderline depressing, borderline lifted me into another world. But Nick Drake, I loved it. Listened to one solo guy with a cello playing these deep, deep songs. And so, yeah, then I got into Genesis, and then I get into Straubs, then I get into Yes, and then I got into Rush, and then I'm still going rock and roll in some way. But it was, if the rock had a story, I would go for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a story-based songwriter.
You made a big move to Nashville along those years as well. That was a pretty big jump, wasn't it?
It was a major jump. It's like an unbelievable culture slam. Went down there because I was on the road with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the time, and then I met John Prine in Wisconsin. We did a concert together. He says, "You should come to Nashville." And then Michael Martin Murphy was touring down there, and he had a house, and he said, "Bill, come down and check it out. I think you should live here." And that's what got me going down there. I moved. And I love Nashville, still do. But it's not my home state. It's just a side state. No, don't tell them that. But.
Well, you know, there's so many artists, though, I think, that feed off of one another when you write music.
Oh, it is. It's a community.
Yeah.
Big-time community of artists. But in the same sense, what I realize with the Whammies and with as I come back home, there's a lot of musicians here that are very gifted in Milwaukee and Green Bay and La Crosse and throughout the state. I want to push, though, for more original artists. I really want them to sing their songs because anybody can do cover. Nothing, not anybody, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of cover bands, enough in Wisconsin to go, you know, till the ice age again. But I think that there's a lot of beautiful songwriters in the state of Wisconsin. I'm hoping to encourage them and bless them.
Well, you won the Whammy Hall of Fame honors. How does that compare? Mm-hmm. Because I know you've got Grammys and whatnot. How does that compare to some of that you won over the years?
It's an honor in a different way. It's to be honored by your own state in a state that didn't understand me for being from a Native American point of view on some of my music. It wasn't negative towards them, but a lot of people were kind of afraid of it. But to be accepted was a deep, deep award. I'm happy with it. It's like getting your grandma to make your own apple pie and said, "You have the whole apple pie? It's my hometown pie."
Yeah,
I feel good about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you've been busy? Have you been putting out some new music, writing some new stuff along the way?
Well, I'm starting to. It's been busy touring. I've got grandkids. I've still got a life. I just got married last October at Johnny Cash's mansion and his cabin, the Cash Cabin. John Carter Cash was my best man. And so, yeah, there's a new life in me now. But I'm also just reconnecting. It's funny how certain age things you reconnect with. It's almost like, my tribe is Mohican, or you say the real word is Mahicanuk, and it means people from where the waters are never still, and they never have been still. And I think that I'm identifying more with my roots than I've ever done. I don't know why. I'm not about to die or anything, but it just gets to a point where you think of the things that mean the most to you, and I think that's what these awards did for me. It brought me back home.
John Carter Cash and the Cash family, not many people can name drop like that. I mean, that's a pretty awesome thing to be connected with them.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I was chasing after them either. John met me at the Grammys quite a long time ago, and he knew who I was. He asked me to come in and play on a couple of these big stars' albums, and then I met the family, and by that time his dad was sick and he passed away. But John brought out a song that his dad wrote about Tecumseh, and he said, "Nobody's ever finished the music or the lyrics. Can you finish this song?" And I did, and it's on a big album with a bunch of others. So I can now say I co-wrote one with Johnny Cash called Tecumseh. You have to look it up. It's online.
Awesome. I know Tori Amos, was that kind of one of your big breaks too?
Oh, it was a major break. Tori means the world to me. I appreciate her stance on music as a woman and as an artist, and it was the greatest co-headline tour I've ever done in my life was with Tori Amos. It was well over 250 shows together, and it was a phenomenal yeah, to be around a master like her, she's phenomenal. And it did rub off. You know, you get to the point where you're with somebody, it's like being with a master carpenter or master painter or incredible mechanic or a race car driver. There ain't no way you're going to walk away from that and be untouched. It was beautiful. Her music is intense. Love it.
And being on the soundtrack for Disney's Pocahontas, too, lots of kids have grown up listening to that over the years, Bill.
Yeah, that was a trip plus a half. It was weird. It was good. They call me like 10 o'clock at night. We need a real Native American to play real flute on this album to give it some validity. Are you Bill Miller? Yeah. So I go in the next day and the orchestra's there and they're singing it and what's her name? The big artist who sang Pocahontas. Anyways, I'm there. I'm like, okay, what key is this in? And I had the flute. Luckily, I had the right key. Did it in two takes. But I didn't know what I was a part of, to be honest with you. Like, what is this going on? Pocahontas? It still wasn't out yet when I did it. And then the first time I ever heard it, I was in a truck stop in Madison in a men's room, which men's rooms are very strange places in truck stops. Now they're getting better. Anyways, I'm in a men's room, and there's this truck driver next to me, and he goes, and the song Colors of the Wind comes on. And my head went weird. I'm standing there, I go, that's me. I am. He goes, what? What are you talking about, dude? Forget it. Don't worry about it. And I heard myself playing flute in a men's room in a urinal.
He wouldn't have believed it anyway.
No, he wouldn't. He was look like he looked like Paul Bunyan, 6'5", and stand next to me like, don't worry, sir, don't worry. I didn't want to say anything about it. That's me playing the flute. No. Stop.
Oh, that's awesome. So are you staying busy this year then, Bill? A lot of gigs?
Yeah, there are. They're coming in, and it's just back and forth because I'm trying now to produce a new tour based on the Ghost Dance album that I did in 1999. My management wants to do a big thing with dancers and artistic production where it'd be not just a concert, it'd be a production like a Broadway thing, or I don't know how to describe it, but it's going to be two hours of healing, of music that is there for healing rather than pop hits or anything. It's not cover tunes. It's just me with my guys. So that's going to take some time to get it worked out and investments. And that's my next big project. I'm writing new songs, and I'm painting. I'm a painter also, and I'm drawing and painting and enjoying my life, trying to do the best I can.
Well, I have to wonder, because you said you were recently married. You've hit this plateau, and are you enjoying life as much now as ever?